Following recording is copyright 2012 Catholic Diocese of Little Rock. All rights reserved. For more information, visit www.dolr.org.
Today is for most people Father's Day. But for us, it's Monsignor's Day. But just as no one becomes a grandfather without first being a father, so no one becomes a Monsignor without first being a father. And most of us know from the example of our own parents that true fatherhood, like true motherhood, is the most demanding and personally fulfilling vocation available to us in this life. It is what teaches us most often, perhaps for the first time in our lives, what sacrificial love really entails. Be it during the first year after the birth of that first child, often with a refresher course on self-sacrificing love once that child becomes a teenager, or be it that first year after ordination with a refresher course on sacrificial love upon becoming pastor of your first parish. Be it comforting a sick child at 3 a.m. or comforting a grieving family at the hospital at 3 a.m. Be it dealing with an obnoxious son or daughter who really does need to grow up, or a needy parishioner who really does need to grow up. Be it taking special care with that middle child who everyone just seems to ignore, or reaching out with preferential love to those who are marginalized in the parish and in the larger community. And over the last 25 years, Monsignor Scott Friend has been, in every meaningful sense of the term, a father to all those the Lord has entrusted to his care. And there's more. In our second reading today, St. Paul describes one of the qualities of character that is so necessary for anyone who hopes to follow Christ faithfully, and which is so evident in the life and ministry of Monsignor Friend. St. Paul writes, "We are always courageous, although we know that while we are at home in the body, we are away from the Lord, for we walk by faith, not by sight." This question of being at home in the body or not means far more than just whether we are still alive, although that is the literal context of this passage. But here Scripture also has a deeper meaning that comes into sharp relief in times of personal suffering. Those who, when that time comes, who wallow in their affliction are still, unfortunately, at home in the body, though that body has become a miserable home. Monsignor Friend lives in constant pain due to his MS, but he doesn't wallow in that pain. Rather, he is indifferent to it in the way described in the spiritual exercises of St. Ignatius Loyola. What he wants is whatever best serves God's purposes. Nothing else matters. In this, he uses his MS the same way that Pope John Paul II used his Parkinson's disease, as a powerful resource that gives eloquent witness to the fact that the fruit of priestly ministry is not due to our own personal strength, but rather to the grace of God working through us. And so St. Paul continues, "We walk by faith, not by sight," which Monsignor Friend does every single day. His doctor told him that no one with MS ever remains mobile as long as he has. What Monsignor Friend probably did not tell the doctor was that even with MS, he has two of the most important and most demanding jobs in this diocese, each of which is a full-time job in many dioceses. Vicar General of the largest diocese territorially, east of the Rockies, and Vocations Director with twice as many seminarians as we had when he took on that job. One reason why he is so effective in recruiting young men to respond to God's call to the priesthood is that in Monsignor Friend, they can see the power and beauty of a life of sacrificial love, which is so evident and attractive in his ministry. And yet, as we see in today's gospel, all we do is scatter the seed. The seed sprouts and grows, and in the end, we know not how. Monsignor Friend has planted mustard seeds all over the state, especially in the western portion of the state, including Springdale, where that seed has grown to a really big plant, DeQueen, St. Edwards here in Central Arkansas, just to name a few. And by the grace of God, these seeds are already growing into large plants, in the branches of which all the birds of the sky, that's us, can find a home. Thank you, Monsignor Friend. You have been a faithful father for us, for which we will be eternally grateful. And we assure you of our prayers, in part out of self-interest, because we need you in the active ministry for many years to come.